weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I love how I said I'll take calls and the phones fill up. I haven't given the number out yet, which guarantees it's going to be regulars or folks who've been trying for months. But we'll get a lot of people a chance to get involved here in this hour. Got a lot of news on the economy, some good news on the NDAA front, some bad news on Obama declaring himself supreme ruler. We've got Bernanke saying we have an increased possibility of sudden fiscal crisis. That's all coming up. But right now, let's start taking some calls. Anybody concerned about the government saying you can't have your kids do chores? Because it won't just be the farms. It'll be everywhere. Big agro wants it. Anything they can to shut down small farms. They get regulations written that they're not under. It's just total criminality. So the answer is stop buying any of this big corporate stuff. Fight fire with fire. Fight them with your money now before you got to do it with something else. One of the few votes we got left is the money. They can cheat elections. They can do anything. And the scum knows we're waking up, so they're trying to stomp us into submission. Well, in my mind, I think it's going to backfire on them. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Very good to be on. You're a difficult guy to get a hold of. I only have just kind of a general statement to make. I was away from my radio for a while, but I will say this. Based on the comments that I see made on various of these news articles.
Hey, are you hands-free on your phone?
No, I am not. I'm actually trying to break the wind from where I am right now.
Yeah, it's ruffling. Okay, it's ruffling real bad. Go ahead and make your point.
But anyway, the point is, based on the comments that I'm reading out there in the news, there are a great many people very aware of these things, and I find that very encouraging, and I share your sentiment. I don't think these people are going to get away with what they're doing. I think it's I could state how outrageous it is, but that would be to overstate the obvious. But I also wanted to just take the opportunity to I have for a long time tried to get into this show and just express to you my personal thanks. I've been listening and watching you from way in the beginning, brother, and I'm really pleased with your progress, and I'm pleased with the results of your efforts. And you do not stand alone when it comes to speaking the truth and sharing it willingly and unafraid. So thank you.
Well, thank you. What do you make of the announcements that they're having Russian troops to target terrorists in America as part of drill? And this is mainstream news. They're very, very proud of it.
Well, obviously, this is very troubling. This is almost like you're going to wake up at some point, and you're going to hope to wake up from a very bad, strange, twisted dream. But unfortunately,
isn't that what's happened in all these other countries? Cambodia, Cuba, Russia, China, Eastern Europe, all over Latin America, all over Asia. This is how the rest of the world lives. Our forebears weren't perfect, but they fought to have rule of law, to keep government small, and to defend individual liberty. You get rid of that, you're in a world of hurt.
Right, and we are, as I think you've said before in the past, and it's certainly true, we stand as an exception to the rule, or we did. We're sliding ever so quickly into becoming the rule of the rest of the world. And I doubt, frankly, that will be successful. I just don't look forward to the types of things that will be necessary to keep that from happening. And I certainly hope I'm wrong about that. But
well, God bless you, my friend. How long have you been watching or listening to the show?
Oh, watching and listening to you off and on probably for the better part of 14 or 15 years.
Wow, so you've seen a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And I've been one of those that's been on again, off again with I call it being on the reservation, off the reservation. I've made some voting mistakes in my past, as a lot of conservatives probably have.
Well, you want to believe things are going to get better, but they're not. Ron Paul really won the first states. He was the guy. He could have been our president. We could have reversed it. But the criminals who've been caught committing thousands of other crimes are stealing the election. George Soros is involved with the Spanish company that's going to count most of the votes. We've just got to admit it's all a fraud. We were taken over. We've got to admit that to ever be able to get it back.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, it completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Diesel owners, had enough of hard starts, poor fuel mileage, and poor performance? The cause is Stiction, a gummy residue that clings to injectors like cholesterol clings to arteries. Stiction robs your diesel engine of power, performance, and gas mileage. The answer? Hot Shot Secret.
This is Lee from Minnesota. I have a F-350 with a 6.0 diesel, and I had many injector problems and hard starting problems. After I added Hot Shot Secret, it now starts better, feels stronger, and my mileage went up 2 miles per gallon. I recommend Hot Shot Secret to anyone with a diesel engine.
Hot Shot Secret, the only oil additive engineered to remove stiction in all diesel engines. Clean from the inside out with Hot Shot Secret. Available nationwide at all tractor supply stores or call 800-341-6516. That's 800-341-6516 or go to hotshotsecret.com. Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Looking for freedom.
Looking for adventure.
And whatever comes our way.
Yeah,
nothing's gonna make it happen.
Yeah, nothing's gonna make it happen.
Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 26th day of April, 2012, and we are continuing with your phone calls and the news. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play for the first time here on air some of the incredible entries that we're getting now, more than 20 a day, by InfoWars listeners who are taking part in the $10,000 cash prize contest to be in the running, to be chosen to work here in Austin, Texas, at the InfoWars radio / TV / film web system. We're looking for reporters for the nightly news, radio, you name it. One female, one male, $5,000 each. Whoever wins then is in the running, if it all works out, to be reporters here. But I think we're also going to end up having some correspondence. There's just too many good people. Then I have to budget out, you know, whether it'll be consideration for people's sites or their own news systems, them being reporters for us, correspondents. Then there's trying to organize that. Then there's the management of that. But we've got like 500 or more incredible entries. And we have been trying to watch them every day and trying to keep track of them. It's going to take at least a month when this month ends. You've got until the end of the month to get your video into us. There's banners on the right-hand side of InfoWars.com to take part in the contest. You can just link through there and find out all the rules and where to send them and then see all the entries. And then we're going to have to go through these and try to choose who the winners are. This is going to be hard. But I think the second, third, and fourth places, though we didn't have those places, you just got one male winner, one female winner. So we're looking for a male and female reporter, two of them. Will be that there'll be more than one winner when it comes to actually working with us and being correspondents. Because a lot of people actually gave us this idea. They said, look, I don't want to move from Seattle or New York or Miami or Dallas or wherever, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Chicago, Kansas City. I don't want to move from where I live, but I'd like to do reports for you once a week, once a day, once a month. Hey, knock yourselves out. This is awesome. Be InfoWars correspondents out there. Very, very exciting what's happening because this, I was really just looking for that native talent out there. This has turned into something a lot bigger. So that's coming up with Rob Newton. We'll continue with calls into the third hour here today. Here's some of the crazy news. Let me just mention it before I go back to your calls. Coming up, Russian troops to target terrorists in America is part of drill. Joint U.S.-Russian anti-terror exercise stokes fears of martial law. Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars.com. And he's got links to mainstream news. I mean, this is in the news. Like, oh, yeah, the Russians are trying to fight us with the government. Well, yeah, the bankers will use anybody they can. It's banker Don. It's Ben Bernanke Don. EU calls for Russian airborne troops to take. U.S. calls for Russian airborne troops to take and hold Denver airport. That's a article here. But I also have where'd my BBC article? That's the one I was talking about where the NATO troops took over. In Scotland. We'll just put that back on screen. I guess I gave it to Do to have that added to Paul Joseph Watson's articles. Thank you, sir. There it is. Ukrainian Marines stop drivers in Scotland. BBC, NLE09, FEMA takes preparation for martial law to next level. I mean, that's the type of headlines here. That is the type of bizarro craziness that we're dealing with. But there is some good news. Now multiple states have done this. This is from the New American. Perhaps prodded by Virginia's success in passing a law preventing the federal government from apprehending and indefinitely detaining citizens of the state without charge, just disappearing you. Where'd Bob go? Well, you know where he went. Don't talk about it or he'll be next. The state legislature of Arizona on Tuesday passed its own anti-NDAA bill. Very exciting. Get to that more later. Meanwhile, here's MSNBC. Obama can't hardly wait. The New York Times examines how Obama is using his executive powers as he faces a Congress blocking many of his initiatives. And it goes on to say he can't wait to totally ignore Congress. He's going to legalize the illegals, the article says. He's going to pass gun restriction laws. He's going to shut down more power plants. He's going to ship more jobs to China, paying with taxpayer money to move General Motors to China. I'm not joking. That's Detroit Free Press. I mean, whoa, Twilight Zone. I just cannot believe how fast this is moving. Meanwhile, Bernanke is now saying they may raise interest rates in 2013 or 2014, but he says the economy's doing great. But while talking to Congress, he sung another tune. For the bankers, it is going great. They are really destroying things to consolidate it. Anti-free market cronies. Look at this. This is CNS News. We're going to play this clip in a moment. Bernanke points to increased possibility of sudden financial crisis. Bernanke said that while nobody knows, really, the stock market is totally rigged. That's even in the news today. When a financial crisis will come, it surely ever closer. Remember, they engineered the crisis in 08, demanding unlimited trillions. So let's go ahead and play a clip of Lord Bernanke telling Congress this. Here it is. Okay, our computer had a heart attack.
The recent budget outlook by the CBO, one can construct a projection for the federal deficit, assuming that most expiring tax provisions are extended and that Medicare's physician payment rates are held at their current level. Under these assumptions, the budget deficit would be more than 4% of GDP in fiscal year 2017, assuming that the economy is then close to full employment. Of even greater concern is that longer-run projections based on plausible assumptions about the evolution of the economy and the budget under current policies, show the structural budget gap increasing significantly further over time, and the ratio of outstanding federal debt to GDP rising rapidly. This dynamic is clearly unsustainable. These structural fiscal imbalances did not emerge overnight. To a significant extent, they are the result of an aging population and especially fast-rising health care costs, both of which have been predicted for decades. Notably, the CBO projects that net federal outlays for health care entitlements, which were about 5% of GDP in fiscal 2011, could rise to more than 9% of GDP by 2035. Although we have been warned about such developments for many years, the time when projections become reality is coming closer. Having a large and increasing level of government debt relative to national income runs the risk of serious economic consequences. Over the long term, the current trajectory of federal debt threatens to crowd out private capital formation and thus reduce productivity growth. To the extent that increasing debt is financed by borrowing from abroad, a growing share of our future income would be devoted to interest payments on foreign-held federal debt. High levels of debt also impair the ability of policymakers to respond effectively to future economic shocks and other adverse events. Even the prospect of unsustainable deficits has costs, including an increased possibility of a sudden fiscal crisis. As we've seen in a number of countries recently, interest rates can soar quickly if investors lose confidence in the ability of a government to manage its fiscal policy. Although historical experience and economic theory do not indicate the exact threshold at which the perceived risks associated with the U.S. public debt would increase markedly, we can be sure that without corrective action, our fiscal trajectory will move the nation ever closer to that point. To achieve economic and financial stability, U.S. fiscal policy must be placed on a sustainable path that ensures that debt relative to national income is at least stable or preferably declining over time. Attaining this goal should be a top priority.
Okay, so there you go. And we will go back to your phone calls here in just a moment. In fact, let's do it right now. Mike in New York, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Mick, go ahead.
Glad you got me on, Alex. It's Mick. I got a couple questions here, but just want to say you're doing a great job. Two things, really. Would you urge people to not vote if the choice comes down to Obama and Romney only?
You know, people can do whatever you want, but Obama was bought and paid for. I knew he'd be bad, and people got suckered by it because they wanted change. It'll be the same thing with Mitt Romney, and it's really just all theater. It doesn't even matter. We get 55, 60% turnouts for national elections. We get 8% or a little higher for local. Where you can still get in is local, and that's where the globalists have taken over as well. So I just see the national elections, if it's not Ron Paul, as a distraction. That's why Ron Paul has already won by injecting real issues and staying in the race and showing that he was cheated in early states, which they now admit. I mean, imagine, Ron Paul would have won the early states. He did win them. But if they would have admitted it, not stolen it, the party machinery, and if the controlled media hadn't gone along with it, Ron Paul would be the front runner right now, and he would beat Obama and every Gallup poll out there in the fall, and he would be our new president. The American people are actually waking up, but that's not what's going to happen. So people say, well, then why did you support Ron Paul? Because by not running, we wouldn't even be able to expose the fraud. We wouldn't be able to inject issues. We show it's a rigged game by engaging. I would love to believe Mitt Romney's a good guy. He has a very nice personality, just like Obama does on the surface. But he is a vulture, crony capital, anti-free market globalist. Look at his fruits in Massachusetts. He was pro-abortion, pro-open borders, carbon taxes, anti-gun. And conservatives will go in there and vote for him. And if he becomes president, they'll sit back while he passes carbon taxes and gun control because all they want to do is feel like they're winners and that their guy's in there. I mean, it's just like the idiot Obama supporters. They're just as dumb as a box of rocks. Does that answer your question, Mick?
Kind of. And I had one other question. I was just wondering, is without a violent solution, I mean, what's going to be the shot heard around the world? I mean, what's finally going to bring this to a breaking point where finally the American public says enough is enough?
You never know where it'll start, but it'll be like little farmers. They'll try to come take their kids. They'll try to send in the military. There'll be a shootout. And then a brush war will start. Stuff like that.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Inside the doorway.
Use it only in emergency.
The American people know that. They're buying 5 million guns a month.
Better you should pray to God, the Father.
And they hope, the globalists hope, they can divert us by puppets like Romney and Obama. They hope they can make you think the buck really stops with them. It's like the TSA. I can't stand them. They make me angry. But they're the low-grade moron idiots that will sit there and violate people's rights and be radiated themselves all day. What about the Congress allowing this to happen? What about the president? What about the special interest? What about the companies like Rapist Scan? It's actually called Rapiscan, Rapist Scan. What about them? What about boycotting their subsidiaries? What about getting aggressive? What about spreading the word about this radio show that's reaching more people than any other single venue? What about spreading the word about Infowars.com, the system's fighting tooth and nails to censor? Why do you think they want to start censoring talk radio on the Internet? Use it or lose it. It's not just we need to use it before they take it away. We use it to keep it. Now, you ask where the shot heard around the world is going to happen. The shot heard around the world has already happened in the Infowar. But will there be a physical trigger? I hope not. Because the globalists are going to sit offshore while the military and the police get absolutely chewed into a million pieces. And that's part of the plan. It's all public in the RAND Corporation. I've written articles, done films, cited it. You can look it up. There's always been plans. And I've had Colonel Craig Roberts on and countless others. And it's been on C-SPAN where they admit the plan is to have a civil war. It's one of the plans. Since the caller asked about this, it's a big deal. Chew up the infrastructure, collapse for a year or two, then bring in IFOR, bring in NATO, bring in foreign troop contingents. It's in the video games. It's in the comic books. They're acclimating everybody for this. In fact, guys, cue up the trailer for Shattered Union. It's on YouTube. I think we've got it saved, too. But it's a video game where a civil war starts, things break up. And again, the globalists create mega regions, but then break up the sub-regions within. That were the actual original country. You understand? They create global unions and regional unions, but destroy within. It'll start with another Waco, or it'll start with the trying to shut down the rural farms and stuff. And cops get killed all the time, but the bureaucrats are going to get killed more, trying to take property and stuff, and they try to keep it quiet when it happens. But there'll be flashpoints. There'll be brush fire rebellions. It's happened before since the country was founded when the Rockefellers were out west stealing property with different security firms like Pinkerton Boys and others. You see the old westerns that are like fiction following fact where the railroad comes into town and says, we're taking your water holes and your gold mine. And the local's like, no, you're not. And they shoot the guy on the street and the town stands up to him. There are hundreds of real stories. That's why I love history. There are whole books where it's just the whole middle of the country, Texas, right through the west, and the feds couldn't hold it. The foreign bankers couldn't hold it. They ended up losing. People were just started killing. You know, they'd come into a town in Colorado and murder a whole village of people that were squatting on their own gold mine. But then the Pinkerton security people, well, they started falling down and hitting their heads. That was back when Americans knew they better stand up for children murdered by the Rockefellers. Does that answer your question, Mick? I love how they always say, I want to hold over and get your question. And right when I'm about to go back to them, they hang up. Let's give somebody a minute and a half here. Brian in Colorado, speaking of Colorado, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Nice to talk to you.
Yes, sir. A
couple of quick points. I live on a major thoroughfare in Colorado from Denver to basically Utah, and they're building a monstrous, I guess it's a fusion center in Utah.
And, yeah, they're building them all over the country. Yeah, but that giant one in Utah is mega massive.
I've been seeing them bring these huge, wide load water tanks, green military colors, through the thoroughfare that I'm at.
Yeah, no. That facility is admittedly to be self-sufficient against its enemy, the American people.
Well, what I saw the other day were two giant ovens. They were two gigantic green, the same green color, ovens with a little window that was about 6 inches thick and a door on the back with no handle.
That was actually in the Rocky Mountain News, now defunct, great paper, that under Homeland Security they purchased ovens that could cremate tens of thousands a week. I'm not kidding. Pull it up. I'm not joking. They said for during a plague. Yeah, there's a lot of news about crematoriums at military bases in Colorado. I mean, you're right there smack dab in the middle of New World Order, Command Base West. London's command base east. I want to hear more about this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
For the best, prepare for the worst, reach out to everyone you can, go to every hill and mountain, and warn the people the enemy has taken over. The most ravenous, wicked globalists you can imagine are openly in control of our country and are busily trying to bankrupt every man, woman, and child to bring in a hellish system of total control. No parental rights, forced inoculations, open borders. You can't teach your children the faith you wish. They must go to government training camps or private schools that are government accredited. It is hellish, and it's all going to move faster and faster. They're now out in the open saying kill babies up to age 3. We've got Bill Gates saying kill grandmothers, hire teachers, laughing about it. The teachers clap. We're going to go to the InfoWars reporter contest videos, just a couple that came in yesterday. And if you're not watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you really want to for the third report with the young lady with the machine guns. Nothing like a young lady firing machine guns. So that is coming up. Damn, Rob Dew's in here with us. But right now, let's go back to a very serious subject. Brian, you know, normally if somebody called in and said, I'm up here by the NSA base being built you know, right by Colorado and Utah that Congress has said they want to know about. They were told, hey, we don't work for America. Shut up. We illegally spy on everybody. You know, we do what we want. Now, drink some fluoride. Take some shots. Aren't you supposed to have cancer by now? So the giant illegal command base, but it's funny, the Rocky Mountain News, I guess one of our business a few years ago, like so many newspapers, good paper, actually, even had the editor on, you know, big mainline paper, they reported on the governor's press conference about the crematoriums they bought to cremate tens of thousands a week during a plague, and that those were at military bases. So that is in the news. That sounds crazy. It's real. The problem is people always blur the lines. I was reading... I'm going to go back to the caller in a minute. We'll put him back on hold for a second. I want to make this point. Ukrainian Marines stop drivers. That's BBC as part of a drill. NLE09, FEMA, working with 15 nations to fight domestic terrorists. That's from their own fact sheet. Go look it up for yourself. Those are real things. Our article out of the Chinese and Russian and U.S. news, Russian troops to target American terrorists. Russian troops to target terrorists in America as part of drill, joint U.S.-Russian air exercise stokes fears of martial law. And then I went to the next article thinking it was the stack I had earlier, but they'd come and added something to it. Nobody's bad. This happens. And it was EU Times. Pure disinfo on purpose. And this has got to be government, because I've noticed they always take real stuff and then add a lie on purpose, and never the truth.
Oh, it always comes out from the Kremlin.
Yeah, I don't think your mic's hooked up properly. So who knew? We may even have to do this next hour, but whatever. Point is that, yeah, it always has to do with the Kremlin or where. We got to find out who runs this, because then this gets injected, and then when we cover real stuff, they'll say, oh, that was that EU Times. And it even just happened to me. And we'll also get articles submitted that look real, and I go check them quickly, and it looks accurate, and then it's not. I mean, it's so much crazy stuff is happening. And then when I see a site that, you know, accidentally get stuff wrong sometimes, that's one thing, because news is moving so fast. But when it's always wrong, on purpose, attached to real stuff, that's called a honeypot. What were you trying to say, dude?
Yeah, that comes out of, they always say, special report coming out of the Kremlin. That's how it always starts. And or this special report prepared that our sources got, and it's always inside Russia. And it's that writer that we all know and love is, we're going to say her name?
Oh, it doesn't even matter. I mean, the point is that Watson was calling a minute ago going, Alex just mentioned that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's in the stack. And it's like Glenn Beck bought it and went with it.
Yeah.
You know, and that the Russians are going to go to the airport. No, they're going to be at the nearby military base training to fight you and your family. We have an article with all the government links, all the admissions, video we've shot, all of it. You need to get in there and get that.
We made a film when we went to Chicago. I mean, it's Polish and American troops. There's Latvian troops there. They had the Polish secret of FBI equivalent called the BO.
And they had U.S. school kids taking part in being rounded up and having their guns taken.
Yeah. That was the worst part, I thought, was the Polish troops holding guns over Boy Scouts and, you know, treating them, you know, yelling at them, telling them to line up. There, it was a fake terrorist attack.
But again, I've been to these drills myself many times. They're training to take on Americans. I have it on video.
Right.
They admit it. NLE09, FEMA.gov admitted in 09 this was foreign troops for Americans for terror attacks in the U.S. And then again, at the Olympics, they had Mexican and U.S. troops in Canada.
Yeah. And our troops are working with other countries. So when something happens, say, in Poland, it's going to be U.S. troops. It's not going to be Polish troops rounding people up. It's going to be somebody else, some other country.
Because it's global banker government. Just like the Russians used to send troops from one end of the country 5,000 miles away to the other end, because you don't want people from the local area trying to suppress the population because the troops will turn against you. Like in Tiananmen Square, they didn't respond for almost an entire day, like 12, 14 hours, because they had to bus the troops 600 miles down. From another subgroup that speaks another dialect.
Right. And that's the way you do it. You don't do it with your buddy down the street. He's not going to take your guns. But, you know, the Polish troops probably will take your guns. They won't do it here if they're smart, though. They're going to be some problems.
Well, they use German troops against us because the English-speaking troops are having trouble with other English in the colonies, the Hessians.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go back to the caller. Sir, I don't know if I can believe you or not, but you should obviously get some photos. I'm not saying you're a liar. All I know is somebody needs to dig up the Rocky Mountain News where it was like governor and crematoriums for plague. But go ahead. Tell us what you saw.
The most disturbing thing was that they had a glass window in it to watch the burning. It certainly was some kind of a cremation chamber. It had huge ventilations to pump smoke out. On the other side, there are giant gauges for propane or some other gas to pump in. There was no door handle on it. It was all metal. There was metal and glass. That's all it was. It was built as an oven. It was a giant oven. I'm certain of it. And it was the same color as all the other material that I've seen them trucking through on wide loads heading toward Utah. And this has been going on for a couple years, but this is the first time I've seen those.
Well, all I know is they say they will secretly arrest Americans, torture you, and kill you. And they've been creating brigades of demons that enjoy doing it, just like they hired defunct and fired federal and state prison guards to run Abu Ghraib rapes in the Army's own report, General Tagumbo's own report. Admitted raping children in front of their parents. That's who runs our country. Get photos, get it out to everybody. In fact, we need reporters to go up. Local news has been covering it. Wire Magazine's been covering it. We've been to the NSA base in San Antonio. They try to come over in the Walmart parking lot and tell us we can't. Wait, you illegally surveil us, but your feds off of your little reservation telling us we can't. We ought to go down there. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of your crime. You're not Americans. You work for Goldman Sachs to destroy this country, and you run Al-Qaeda on record as Sybil Evans, your own person, inside the NSA exposed. Thank you, sir. I'm done. And people are inside the NSA going, well, I'm not a traitor. You're compartmentalized. You're doing illegal stuff, passing it on. You're so sloppy at Bilderberg 4 years ago. They had NSA in all the side offices, and I could walk right in and listen to you. You're so stupid. And there you were spying on everybody. I can hear you in there arguing about your Navy and Air Force and Army satellites and dial in and listen to this person, listen to that person. All right, Rob Dew, I want to shift gears now, and we'll go into the next segment. This is very exciting what's happened. Give us a little briefing on the reporters contest. People have got five more days to get their submissions in. This is just amazing the type of entries we're getting. Now we're going to start almost every day in the next month playing some of the better submissions here on air.
Right. So the deadline, just so everybody knows, April 30th, 2 p.m. Central, when the show ends that Monday, that will be the deadline. If you send it in at 2:01 Central, we're not going to accept it. So get it in before the show ends on Monday. And we've had some great reports. I have really been excited looking at all these. Lots of, some people have better technical skills. Some people have better interpersonal skills. Some people have both, and it's been really awesome. One guy who entered the contest early on, he was one of the first guys. He went to a United Nations Korean War memorial, and it basically had guns encased in cement. And he was there, and he has this great kind of northeastern accent. His name's Dan Badondi. And he's going off on it and going off on it. He starts reading from the Second Amendment. He's, they better not try that stuff here. And I mean, that's the kind of moxie, we're looking for InfoWarriors. He submitted something on the 24th. He published it on the 24th. We posted it last night, and I was blown away. He's going to a Ron Paul rally. He's standing there beside the stage, and all of a sudden he's backstage with Ron Paul, and he gets, a one interview question, which is, better than what most people get, especially with Ron Paul. And, he was there. He was at the right spot at the right time.
Agenda 21. And we're going to play that right now. My only frustration is we don't have the money to hire four people, much less, the dozens of incredible people. I've never had a contest this hard because it's so good. And everybody that submits something, you're being seen. It's getting the word out. You're becoming the reporter you already are. So even if you don't win, keep doing it as an InfoWars auxiliary reporter or start your own group.
Right.
This is so exciting. Great job, folks.
And I've noticed a lot of the comments, hey, I found you because of this contest. This is great. So we're making connections just by people making these videos.
And there's banners on the right-hand side if you want to link through and see the submissions and read the rules and stuff. And also, people can go to Infowars.com/reporter-contest. In fact, I'll Twitter that out, too, for people, just in case they don't wait. Do something the next few days. You can be the winner.
And you have time. There's plenty of time to, you could shoot the report in 20 minutes. And you can.
And again, there's two winners, one male, one female, $5,000 apiece.
Yeah.
But the point is that the people that win the money may not end up being the reporters. Just puts you in the running for that.
They may not want to move here, but we'll have a whole pool of other people we can look at and go, well.
And by the way, we didn't even mean to do that. Listeners pointed that out.
Right. Yeah. A couple of them said, I don't know if I want to move, but here's my submission. Do I have to move? A lot of people were asking, do I have to move if I win?
No, we can do something. We don't have, we can get paid something or have your own site or get a local sponsor, then we'll play it. They'll get business. I don't know. We'll work something out. Problem is we're so busy, we don't have time to haggle with everybody. You want to attack the New World Order. You want to be in the fight. Be an InfoWars auxiliary reporter. And again, we'll center that article for people so they can see it. and get it out to folks. Okay, let's go ahead and play this first video.
Right.
Ron Paul exposes Agenda 21. Just a little note to our reporters. Give it a headline like that because that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Or Ron Paul, Agenda 21 is part of a larger globalist takeover. Instead of getting 470 views, now that we've linked to it, it'll get 10,000. Then it would get 100,000.
Right.
Because you got to actually call it what it is.
Yeah.
It's fine to have InfoWars.com reporter contest, Dan Bedondi interview with Ron Paul and Romney. That's great. That's a good headline. But no, Ron Paul attacks Agenda 21, something like that. Here it is.
Yes, stand here with Ron Paul. Ron Paul, the question today is, what were you going to do if you got in as President of the United States? What would you do against Agenda 21 of the United Nations?
Well, I'd like to get out of the United Nations. What I'd like to do is I wouldn't want to have any attack on our national sovereignty, and that's what Agenda 21 does. And I think it's a threat right now. They talk about currency reform because they know what we know, that the currency is in trouble. They'd like to do it under the United Nations. And I complained tonight in my speech that our president thinks you can go to war under the United Nations. So when it's at 21, this is just a further step. And not only do I believe in local sovereignty, individual sovereignty, state sovereignty, and minimal federal government, I just don't think that we should put up with more loss of sovereignty to an international government.
Thank you, sir.
Got it.
InfoWars.
Yeah. The answer to 1984 is 1776, a giant banner.
You know what I like in the beginning of this? He's shooting himself as he's sitting in line in traffic going to see, you know, Ron Paul. And he said, there's 2 miles ahead of me of traffic. There's a mile behind me. And we're all going to see Ron Paul. And he goes, I bet there's nobody at the Romney, you know, speech. And they're both in Rhode Island that day. And I thought that was, I mean, it's great. And it wasn't masterfully produced. You know,
he's taking action and he got Ron Paul.
Exactly.
That's the essence of victory. Resistance is victory. You may get your butt kicked politically 100 times. You're going to get tougher.
Right. And there's another one. I think Aaron's going to post this article or this video with another video that it's some info warriors who went to the Washington. I don't know if it was a primary or caucus. And they were exposing
they caught total fraud right there.
Yeah, pulling the vote machines out and saying, no, they weren't vote machines. These weren't ballots.
And then they catch him and it's just, oh, I'm not doing it. And then shows are with them.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's their military op. I'm not doing that. I mean, you can have a knife stabbing a baby and you're like, that's a baby. No, it's not. Look over there. And then they go, ah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's all military tactics, folks. Understand that.
So, the reports are amazing that are coming in. Great stuff. You want to go to the next one?
Yeah, tell me about the next one.
This one's from Bradley D. Rose, and it's The Vanishing of the Bees, the EPA, and Big Pharma. And, you know, here's a good example of, you know, he's using green screen with some really nice background.
He's very professional. His voice is great. The topic is key. Yep. We won't have time to play the whole thing, but here's a few minutes of it. And then we come back with a very well-spoken reporter with machine guns. We're not playing it because she's in a bikini. Here it is. We'll be back.
I'm Bradley DeRoger reporting for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and this is Gut Check, a weekly unflinching look at the stuff that really matters in your world. Since 2006, something odd and alarming has been happening to commercial beehives throughout the United States. Beekeepers returning to these hives find that the bees are completely gone, vanished, without a trace. This phenomenon has been labeled CCD, or colony collapse disorder. CCD typically occurs in early winter or spring, when the bees that leave the hive to go foraging for pollen simply do not return. The hives appear to be normal, with active queens, developing many brood, with ample food stores. They just simply leave and don't come back. This pattern is followed by the rest of the hive, and with no apparent reason, the vacant hives have had active queens developing many brood, and the hives are well stocked with food and has been reported to have affected nearly one-third of all commercially managed hives. This is particularly disturbing when you consider that 76% of all food production and 84% of all plant species rely on bees for pollination. Imagine for just a moment what would happen globally if over a few short years, three-quarters of the food to be grown, harvested, and consumed was completely gone. the inevitable riots, famines, and wars that would occur would be of such an astronomical proportion it would dwarf anything that we have seen in modern times. The loss of life would be measured in billions. That's right, I said billions with a capital B. And the devastation would not just affect humans. All creatures that walk and swim on Earth would be affected by this food circle of life. There have been many theories on how CCD came into being and how it works. Some studies show wide-ranging ideas and testing that has provided partial answers. But until now, no concrete link has been scientifically proven that connects CCD to this mystery cause.
All right, and the full report is at InfoWars.com, Vanishing of the Bees, the EPA, and Big Pharma. I like what he did. He needs to re-upload it, though. But the fact that there's a lot of typos in this, that means I think he's doing it on purpose to be like us.
No comment.
No, I mean, I think John Baum was just saying he's one of us. This guy may actually have to join the team.
He may.
I mean, sir.
It was a great piece, though.
No. Great delivery, great info, great research.
Check your typos,
everybody, us included. We're having a typo meeting today after the show, actually.
Oh.
But we're going to come back with Machine Gun Girl. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, third hour coming up with your phone calls and giant news. I've got to get to all this news. Police launch abusive midnight wake-up calls at 4 a.m. Wait till you hear about that. By the way, the police don't like it. They're complaining, but they're being ordered to do it. That's what this tyranny is all about. We've got big breaking news from Paul Joseph Watson at InfoWars.com, and Steve Watson also was part of the report. Government secretly prepares to evacuate Chicago during NATO summit. Standby shelters ready for residents. Now, this next clip, you know, I've always made the point that they use like Miss America and stuff to sell UN, world government, anti-family. They tell them to have those messages to win. And I've always made the point that, you know, bikini girls with machine guns is what will sell the Second Amendment. And no, that's not what we're exactly looking for in the reporter thing. But it is interesting, and it does make some good points. And this is what's going to really get the general public into the Second Amendment. And this is what's happening. In fact, what's that punk rock song, Bikini Girls and Machine Guns? The point is that this is a very...
dimension of bikini girls with machine guns.
It's the Cramps. Turn it up. And then we'll get into all the serious news here. We got to have some fun. Bikini girls with machine guns.
All work and no play makes an Info Warrior a dull boy.
Yeah, no, but it's, I mean, it's just fun to make the Second Amendment exciting and to get young people, period, involved in it.
Yeah, I believe Amanda Liberty is 20 years old is what they said. And
yeah, so this video is up at InfoWars.com in the contest area as well, along with all, and we're going to be airing these every day, at least three every day. Now, we've just got enough time to play this before we go to break. Here is that report. If you're listening on radio, XM 166, however you're listening, go to InfoWars.com to watch the video. Here it is. Love the sound of the machine guns. Sound of freedom.
Hi, my name is Amanda. I may only be 20 years old, but I can see what is going on in our country. I have one of these because the government can't and won't protect you. We are now a nation known to start wars. We feel compelled because of our insecurity that we have to go over to these other countries to maintain our empire. I'd like you to see what I see. This is important, so please pay attention. Basically, our country and way of life is under attack. Our government has been undermined by a group of criminals. I know that sounds unlikely, but if you look at the facts, it's plain as day. We cannot get the truth from typical TV news. They are lying to us. There are precious few sources for current news that isn't propaganda. Alex Jones of InfoWars is someone who we the people can trust. Alex Jones hosts the real news online and broadcasts on the radio. He always tells the truth. Listen to Alex and his guests. These people are trying to help America. You can watch Alex Jones at InfoWars.com or you can see him on YouTube.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I want to see the target she's shooting. But expanding on that, Rob, again, that's the perfect type of group where they could just, her and her boyfriend that shot that and produced that, where they could be correspondents in Florida. I know he also works for one of the sportsman channels, he was telling us.
Totally.
But I mean,
we need
correspondents. The thing is, we need to raise the funds. We're going to actually pay them something.
Yeah.
But again, we're looking for two reporters in-house, but also stuff like that. Perfect to have a gun review or something like that, where we can have people in other states that follow the reports. Great job to you guys. Very exciting. Another wonderful submission. Third hour coming up. Thank you so much, Rob Dew. We'll have more tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We got hundreds of these. That's a nice sampling of them. And they're just rolling in. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.